Hey guys, welcome back to Flick
or Flop.
I'm your host, Jeremy.
And I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you reviews of two movies. I guess this is the week of the boys. We are talking about Brahms, The Boy 2, and To All the Boys, P.S. I Still Love You. They are both sequels. All right. So Brahms, The Boy 2. Now, I showed you the original one. I think it's 4 years old. What did you think of that one, real quick?
I would say I kind of like this one more than the original.
Okay.
But they're kind of still different. Way different.
They are different. Now, I wasn't in love with the first one, but I liked how it subverted expectations. Like, you thought it was just going to be, like, a creepy doll movie, and it kind of turned out to be a little something else. Somebody's living in the walls. I mean, spoiler alert, but it's, like, a four-year-old movie. Anyway, this one has Katie Holmes in it.
Tomcat. Even though that was so, like, almost two decades ago.
But no, Katie Holmes, that was Leo putting in his two cents with his bone. So Katie Holmes plays a wife and mother, and after a random home invasion, her and her family leave their London flat to go into the countryside, you know, get a breather. Their son Jude doesn't speak anymore because he witnessed the attack, and he now communicates through a sketch pad, and Katie Holmes is homeschooling the son. And so once they go for a walk, right through the woods is the Victorian mansion from the original movie, The Boy.
The OG mansion.
The OG mansion. And in those woods, Jude, the little boy, digs up Brahms, the doll. And at first the parents are creeped out by Brahms, and understandably so. But then they're convinced that maybe the doll works as, like, a security blanket for him to get him back to his normal self. But then, you know, creepy shit starts happening. Jude starts dressing like Brahms, and he starts drawing, like, disturbing images. And Katie Holmes will not take it.
She's not having it.
She's not having it.
And do you blame her?
No. I actually liked Katie Holmes in this. I don't think the movie's great, but I liked her performance.
I will say I kind of prejudged it going in. Yeah. I'm guilty of that. Like, I'm like, oh my God, Katie Holmes, really? Like, from way back. I mean, they were both cuckoo for the Cocoa Puffs, I think.
Yeah, maybe more Tom than Katie. But
obviously, like Oprah, whatever.
Yes.
Tangent. But yes, she was really good in this.
Yeah, she has this, like, intelligence and, like, an impatience too, like, when when her son just keeps, like, referring to the doll, Brahms, like, she's had enough of it. And so, no, I thought she was really good in this. The movie, otherwise, is kind of, it's really well made, but it just kind of felt stale to me. It is different from the original The Boy, in how it has a more supernatural aspect to it. What did you think of that? Were you ever scared during the
I was not scared. I mean, it was very flat. I thought that there was a lot of just cheesy cornball type moments. Just the whole stumbling across Brahms.
Okay, yeah.
As well. It's like, oh, really? It just wasn't too realistic. And I think that it almost, you don't even know what's going on. Like, is the boy getting possessed? Or is there, like, this merging? It's weird.
Well, it was kind of weird to me because the movie kind of tips its hand pretty early. Like, you start, like, behind Katie Holmes' back, the camera captures Brahms moving his eyes by himself. So you kind of know that there is something supernatural going on, but you don't know what the end game is going to be. Like, how the other boy, the human boy, Jude, will figure into it. I don't know. It wasn't very scary, but I thought it was well made, and I thought it was well acted for what the cast had. And this is from the same director and screenwriter, so apparently they are into creepy dolls and
such. Yeah, like some Annabelle type, yeah. I don't know.
They're probably hoping for a franchise. I don't know if that's gonna happen, but
I don't think that there's a big enough audience for this type of movie anymore.
Right.
It's like really kind of like cheesy, like voodoo doll type. Like really, that's not
It was very much like Child's Play, like Chucky. I mean, obviously Brahms wasn't like picking up a knife and like, you know, talking, but.
And I was kind of bummed. I was looking forward to it, actually. It's almost like I was looking forward to this almost as much as I was looking forward to Gretel and Hansel. And this one just it went completely flat for me.
Yeah.
So obviously it's a flop for me.
They should have just burned the doll once they found it.
Right. There were a lot of instances where it's like really, and I understand, like, yes, it's a movie and you can't just end it so soon and it has to keep going and... But it was cheesy.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a flop for me. I love horror, but, yeah, this was kind of a... It was a little bland. So, a flop from both of us. All right, on to our next boy sequel. So
this is like a rom-com. Well, it's not really a rom-com, is it? No.
It's a teen high school romance. Yeah. It's in there. So, this is called To All the Boys, colon, P.S. I Still Love You. It's on Netflix. It's a sequel to All the Boys I've Loved Before. Now, I had you watch the first one before watching this one.
Yeah.
What did you think of the first one?
I liked the first one a lot. I mean, at first I really didn't. I didn't like the whole like pretending to be this something. And then it did get a little far-fetched, like, you know, the sister ends up sending out all the letters in the first one, right?
Right.
That's the first one, right? I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they should have seen it if they're listening. So.
Or if you haven't, still see it.
See it.
It's cute. Like, it's if really you're looking cute. For something light.
Yeah. I think light, this is light great. But not stupid. Like, it's charming. It's likable. I kind of felt the same way about this one. Like, I thought it was likable. It was sweet. It was charming. I liked the characters. I mean, was it a necessary sequel? No. But,
I think it was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. So, for those who, you know nothing about this, so it's about this, high school, is she a senior? Junior? Junior.
I think she's a junior in this one.
So, a high school junior, her name's Laura Jean. And so, in this one, her and Peter Kavinsky, I want to say his last name is, he's like the dreamboat lacrosse player. They've... you know, made their relationship official after they pretended to be in a relationship in the first one. And then the obstacle in this one is that she receives
a reply.
Reply to one of her old love letters from John Ambrose.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about him.
So she goes to, I guess her high school sets up like a volunteer program, and she goes to volunteer at this retirement home, and who do you think walks in that door to volunteer with her other than John Ambrose? And they kind of hit it off, but she still loves Peter, and so that's kind of where Laura Jean's at. I liked John Ambrose.
You were always rooting for John Ambrose.
You seem like a sweetheart. And Peter just seemed like a... I mean, Peter seemed nice, but... so Peter is played by Noah Centineo. And John Ambrose is played by Jordan Fisher. Mm-hmm. Two guys that I've never heard of before, but they are... I don't know. A high school teenage girl's crush now.
Yeah.
I thought they were both cute. I thought they both had good chemistry with Lana Condor, who plays Laura Jean. She might not choose correctly, in my opinion, at the end, but maybe she does.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think this is a whole series. It's based on a series of books, so
it should be a TV
probably
show.
Probably another one. Yeah, it should be a TV show.
It would be great on TV, I think. It's like almost a little too long-winded for a movie.
Yeah.
I think.
Like, you know who she's going to end up with. They have to set up those, like, I don't want to call them contrivances, but contrivances to, you know, get them separate and then
they
end up together.
So they're going to be like five. So now are we going to have another one that's going to come into the picture?
There is going to be there is going to be a third movie. I just looked at the IMDb page, but
okay.
Yeah. I don't know when that's coming out. But a fun one. Yeah, and it opens up with a very knowing homage to Adventures in Babysitting, which I liked.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That song.
Yeah, that song and that whole, like, yeah. And then it kissed me. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's cute, charming. It came out on Netflix around Valentine's Day, so it was a perfect choice for that holiday.
Oh, that would be a really cute, like, high school, like, Valentine's Day date thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cute.
Yeah, if I was still in high school, and if I was a teenage girl...
I mean, that is the target
audience. I would love this.
That is the target audience,
but no,
right?
I liked it very much.
No, we didn't talk about my girl, though.
Which girl? Oh! What's her name?
Well, honestly, like, you know, I'm so bad with names, so let me look at my notes. No, I'm just kidding. But really. Holland Taylor, right? Like, the sassy old lady. Like, I don't want to say old lady. She's not old.
No! And she's dating the very lovely Sarah Paulson.
Yes.
In real
From
life.
From AHS.
In real life.
Yes,
American Horror Story. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But who does she play?
Well, she's like the she's in the retirement home, right. And you know, she gives a dress and she's like, whatever.
She's a former flight attendant. Actually,
that's right.
She refers to herself as a stewardess. Yeah.
She says like this political bullshit, like this PC political correctness. Like, honey, I'm a stewardess. Thick and thin.
Right. Yeah, she was a lot of fun. She kind of gives Laura Jean, you know, her own perspective and advice on her love life and stuff.
She reminds me of, what's the one movie where she's, like, the mother-in-law or something? Same movie as, like, Wanda Sykes that's in it.
Monster-in-law?
Yes! She reminds me almost of that character.
Like the voice of reason, the sounding board,
over the top.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah. Oh, wow. That J-Lo, Jane Fonda movie.
Which I guess is timely with, you know, J-Lo performance. That's Super Bowl. You guys are all welcome. True. Listen, I'm more like the pop culture side, but I'm the pop culture TV. You guys, I don't have good movie memory.
Oh, they all blend together. So yeah, this was a short episode, but it seemed appropriate to have the two boy sequels in one. So we both gave Brahms the Boy 2 a flop.
Total flop.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't, if you love, I don't know. I mean, if you're easily scared, maybe you'll like it, but.
If you're easily scared, don't even listen to this podcast.
Right. And then to all the boys, P.S. I still love you. We both give it a flick.
Total flick. It's cute. So yes. Up next episode, we're going to be talking about Lizzie Moss.
Yeah.
Which I cannot wait. Handmaid's Tale is coming on soon. I cannot wait for that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
which you don't even know Handmaid's Tale.
Oh my God, I've watched the first season. Give me a break. There's only so much time in a day.
Yeah, but it's, like, really good. So, well, Invisible Man, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Great.
Great stuff.
I mean, I'm just going to say it's a flick without you even listening, but you have to listen for details.
Right. So, all right.